This is Echoes of Freedom with United States Congressman Trent Franks.
Hello, this is Trent Franks. Sometimes when I reflect on this unspeakable gift of human freedom that you and I have, I catch just a small glimpse of what a magnificent blessing of God it really is. My wife, Josie, was born in the Philippine Islands, and she is a living reminder to me every day of the fact that not everyone in this world is free. When Josie was just a little girl, she and her family came to this country just before martial law was declared in her native land. And on her 18th birthday, Josie became a citizen of the United States of America. Never in my life have I met any human being anywhere who was more patriotic and more grateful to live in freedom in America. During the time Josie and I first met, many people in the world were just becoming aware that the bloody communist Khmer Rouge in Cambodia had murdered between 2 and 3 million Cambodian people whose only desire was to feed and clothe their children and to live in peace. Their quest for the simplest freedom was met with communist bullets and torture. But their dream to live free was so powerful that they braved storms and starvation and the communist gunships to sail halfway across the world in drastically overcrowded wooden boats to find freedom. Thus began the mass exodus of Cambodian refugees who became known as the boat people. It seems so sad to me that the pattern of history shows that we as a people don't seem to respond to the mass genocide of the innocent until an unconscionable tragedy has already occurred. I've been told that nearly 90% of those who left the shores of Cambodia to find freedom never made it. And I will never forget seeing a report on television one evening in 1979. One of the network television crews had found a little wooden boat overloaded with Cambodian refugees drifting in the South China Sea. As the camera spanned across each one of them, I still remember seeming to see the countenance and features of my own wife in the childlike faces of those little refugees. The captain of the refugee boat spoke broken English, and as the American reporter interviewed him, he asked him why he would take such a dangerous risk to cross the sea with all of these people in such a small boat. It was very clear that the young captain understood the question, and with great meaning and conviction in his face and voice, he said, quote, "I want to find liberty." And I was so incredibly moved, because even though he said liberty instead of liberty, it was clear to me that he understood the word's meaning and importance far more than most Americans. And after the news crew had talked with the refugees for a period of time, it became clear to them that the refugees intended to go on. And as the sun began to set over the ocean, I still remember the scenes of those refugees all waving goodbye to the American news crew as they sailed on across the ocean. I never knew whether they made it or not, but I would like very much to know that all of those refugees found freedom in America. I would like to believe that. And I hope the little captain who wanted to find what he called liberty is basking somewhere today, right now, in the sunlight of freedom. I hope he has a family, and I hope he's happy. And if he did not make it, I hope he somehow knows that his message was not lost, that it was heard, and that he still lives in the memory of some of us who deeply honor and appreciate him for trying so hard. This is Trent Franks. Thanks for listening.
For a copy of this presentation, go to dafpack.com. That's dafpac.com. Paid for by Defending America's Future.